Senator, is there the possibility that we can see some of these remnants of this oil spill here off of our coastline? Is that a real possibility?
Not here in Fort Myers. However, it's going to be a shock to people that the winds are moving this oil slick in a northeasterly direction. It is likely to head toward the Mississippi coast, but a little further northeasterly. It's only 150 miles from Pensacola Beach. And a lot of Floridians think this is way out there in the Gulf. It's only 42 miles off of Louisiana. But the slick is moving in a northeasterly direction, and that could take it to Pensacola Beach.
You brought up the 125 mark. You know, even if something ends up catching, it'd still be visible to a certain extent. You know, the Sierra Club put out an estimate saying that based on tourism and natural gas alone, you're looking maybe at a little over $1 billion. You know, how do you outweigh that in terms of tourism and the military? I mean, what do you tell people who have this concern? That
are we talking about the Florida legislature proposal?
Right.
Okay. Well, the Florida legislature proposal ought to be a non-starter. I mean, they're talking about drilling in state waters, which are out to 10 miles. Now, first of all, you could see the oil rigs because you can easily see structures 10 miles over the water. But can you imagine a major oil spill like the explosion of this oil platform and it being less than 10 miles from the most beautiful beaches in the world? Well, it would devastate our tourism economy. People are not going to come to the beach if they have to step over tarballs. And, of course, the delicate environment, such as the mangroves along here in the 10,000 islands, all of those delicate environmental areas up in the Big Bend of Florida, where so much of marine life is spawned there as well as here. So what we need to do is, for sake of our economy in Florida, for sake of our environment, just keep this oil drilling well off of our coast. And of course, we have to keep it off of Florida because of our military testing and training area.
Is this situation that has happened, has this been your worst fear coming true?
Well, we had a precursor of this. Remember a few months ago, this huge explosion off the north coast of Australia. It put out an oil spill that covered up miles and miles and miles of the sea. And they couldn't get it stopped. Hopefully, the first indication from the Coast Guard is that at a depth of 5,000 feet on the ocean floor, that thus far they have this one stopped. But the best technology in the world was used on that rig off the north coast of Australia. And it went on for 2 months, not being able to contain the constant spilling out of oil. And that caused a great deal of environmental and economic damage.
Now that you've seen the aftermath of this disaster, how do you feel about offshore drilling now?
Well, you know, I've been working on this for now going on 35 years. When I was a young congressman representing East Central Florida, I had to take on the Secretary of the Interior who wanted to drill right off the east coast of Florida. And interestingly, the way we beat him was we pointed out that you couldn't be having oil rigs out there where you're dropping the solid rocket boosters from the space shuttle and where you're dropping the first stages from the military rockets going out of Cape Canaveral. So I've been at this a long time. I'm number one on the hit parade for the oil industry, but it's a fight well worth having. So that they don't despoil Florida's economy, as well as our environment, as well as threaten our national security by impeding our test and training area for the military.
I know you expressed some reservations or concern about the state plan, but whether it's 10 miles offshore or 175, but it's the same, and we're looking at the same kind of threats in terms of a disaster happening or in terms of a hurricane or some sort of a repeat of what's happened off Louisiana. I mean, what do you tell voters, or, you know, what do you tell people that still have these same concerns, whether it's 10 miles out or 175?
If an oil rig is within 10 miles, it is a huge threat. If it's beyond 125 miles, it is a minimal threat. This rig that exploded is 42 miles off of the coast of Louisiana. And what you will see, because of the currents and also the winds, it is threatening the coast of Louisiana. Now, Louisiana doesn't have tourism beaches like we have, so the risk of it hitting us is even greater. The other thing about the Gulf of Mexico is that if you keep rigs at least 125 miles off of the coast, the currents are such, and there's a current down there called the loop current, that will keep it away from our coast and our beaches. So there's a huge difference between 10 miles and 125 miles offshore.
Sorry, you didn't really answer my question. Do you still support offshore drilling up there now?
If it is done beyond 125 miles, and if the Secretary of Defense tells me that it's not a threat to his testing and training area, then we will have won the day, and that's something that I can support. But when the administration wants to drill up to 75 miles, that's a non-starter, and especially when the Florida legislature and the governor want to drill up to 3 miles offshore, that is something that people should be outraged at. Okay.